If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So,
yeah,
as you know, Pala Pala happened. It is a thing, Ziyawa. And the one thing that I always find interesting, right, is that all these reports have come out. Some have been saying that there's an issue of culpability on the president's side, but nothing has ever been acted upon. Mm. IPID actually conducted a report of their own, right?
Okay.
Because if you remember what the story was, the story alleged that there was a cover-up and that law enforcement acted improperly, right? So if that happens, then IPID gets involved because they've got to see if the cops are indeed moving in a way that they shouldn't be moving. Turns out that the report is completed in 2023.
Wow.
But it was classified top secret. So we've never been given access to it. Until this day, I suppose you won't be given access to it. This is kind of reminiscent to, do you remember the CR17 statements? Bank statements? Campaign statements?
Yes.
So those also, at some points, were points of contention. And they were sealed by a court and never to be seen again.
Mm.
I ask you, is this an issue?
It is an issue, man. I mean, we're told Cyril has no case to answer to. Now, IPID sweeps it under the carpet. SARS swept it under the carpet as well. So it really is an issue because there is foul play and there seems to be not even a scapegoat, somebody who takes the blame. It's just all swept under the carpet and it happens at the president's property. It seems like all animals are equal, are equal except some are more equal than others. There is an issue.
The SARB reports is freely available, by the way. You can watch, you can go read it. It's out there in the public.
Nah, yeah, it's to me it smells of foul play. It stinks. It's something is up. Someone is being protected.
Mpo and Fundo, I need to ask you guys something. We did a show here last year where I spoke about matters of national importance.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked, is it right that we report everything willy-nilly? You guys sat here and you told me that, no, sometimes we don't need to know because it can jeopardize our security. At the time, the story I was talking about was the military being broke. Now, all of a sudden, there's an issue that involves the head of the executive. They're telling you it's top secret. What's the problem?
No, I mean, not to be honest with you, I don't see anything wrong with the report being confidential, especially if what was found, it might jeopardize either the presidential security or even security of the country. So in this particular instance, my biggest question would be, are you keeping it top secret because you're still investigating, or are you keeping it top secret because you're hiding something? That would be my biggest question.
They died investigating. They were died in 2023.
You see. So then what is it that is in this report that you feel like we need not know
it's
about?
It's top secret. That's what it is.
They won't tell you.
That's a bad defeat the point of it being top secret.
And I feel like that therein lies the big conundrum in this situation. Uguti, what is it that you found that you felt needed to make this top secret?
I think the whole investigation itself, because it relates to VIP protection of the first citizen, to a certain extent would be then viewed as an investigation that would have to take place under wraps, and as well the conclusion would have to also be sealed. And I have no problem, just like you and Paul, with it being classified. I mean, if anybody wants to access it, they need to apply and have it declassified. But for now, it is classified and it's okay. So my position that I held the last time when we were talking about the military being broke still stands, because even Bantu Olomisa not so long ago, when they had the new issue being debated in Parliament around the soldiers that died, he said, we've got to be careful. We're still on a mission. We still have our troops in the DRC. So we need to decide what we discuss in the public domain, because we've still got men out there. So we're not going to expose them completely. So I'm fine with that.
Okay.
This is not even the president's like primary residence. It's a game farm that he was barely at. How is states or national security even compromised, or his security even compromised? Let's be honest here. Unless it's where he lives every day.
No, but wherever the president is, you would then bring in state security.
Yes.
So that place is then classified. That's what happened with Nkandla. Because if you've got a president frequenting that place, it becomes his other place of residence. You would provide security for him. And that's why beyond that point after the burglary, they actually went on to reassess and there's proper security.
Okay. So now here's the question. How do you ensure that democracy is being served at every step of the way? Because in order for democracy to fully exist, there must be transparency. Yes, within reasonable measure, of course.
I was about to say there must be transparency, but there are certain things that are not for public debate. And this is one of them. The president's security is one of them.
What if he's hiding something?
It's fine. We applied to declassify. Helen Ziller applied. They declassified the spy tapes, you remember? So you will. If you want this information, you can just apply and it will be declassified. That's all. It's not sealed forever.
Yes.
Yes, it isn't sealed forever.
Yeah.
There's a period for classification. And I think, I'm not quite sure what it is in South Africa, but in the US, they literally just declassified the JFK assassination report. And that was after how many years now? 50. There was nothing there that people really shouldn't have had access to. But I suppose at the time, because it's sensitive, it's just touchy. You don't want people taking that kind of information and saying, we're going to go kill so-and-so in retaliation.
Exactly.
Let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-00959. Things are going to get interesting.
This is very clear. Ramaphosa is abusing his power. Izombuyela once his term is done. Bafuna ukuyenza kube a case after he's done with the presidency. Yeah, or unless if everyone is involved in the ANC.
Who is everyone? The ANC is busy talking about they need clarity about Palapala themselves. Otoko Sekhwale. They were like, hey, Ndatangege, you need to answer. You made some allegations. What's going to about niggas in Mali? All you know is money was found. That's it. In a couch. Easy, because access to a law in South Africa is dependent on wealth. My player is in the studio. That's how hot our show is. He doesn't want to leave. Then he sits around because he wants to listen to greatness. Well, not just that.
Yeah.
Imali, which is foreign currency.
Yeah.
More than the value you're supposed to hold in the country.
Okay.
If you haven't declared it. Now, when you must sing and now petty samba, quarterly samba is in South Africa. I think that's kulum.
Okay. No, bengbon umfundo, because umfundo was uncomfortable in the whole discussion. But look who so matig is. Kaling ne madi. Yabumfundo.
Alright then, fine, guess I is all under the but the information of security, you are be classified. And the safety president, may be classified. As Funukia's Guti, where was this money coming from? Ingene kanjani, ifike kanjani emasofeni, leyo ke can they cannot classify that one. So abasitshele leyo ke. And again, ale yasenkandla mfundo. What happened enkandla? Baye basingenela basibonisa ama fire pool. Everyone was roaming around enkandla, including ama journalists. So why your president Ramaphosa iba sensitive?
Well, that's the thing. You don't know what you don't know. For example, this is just a very wild accusation, or not accusation, so a very wild speculation, right? Just as an example. What if, for example, there was a spy who was stationed at Palapala, and this guy was on a national mission, and you know spies always need money, you've seen James Bond, and then somebody interfered with the spy's mission. Do you see why this would need to be top secret? I'm not saying that's what happened, by the way.
No, Cesar, you can't say that.
No.
When I say so, you never say something hypothetical.
No, I'm just saying.
Is that what happened?
No, I don't know what happened. That's what I said. It's a big hypothetical. But I'm trying to explain to you why matters of national importance are sometimes beyond our comprehension. Then guys will be like, hey, dude, hey, Lento, you're jeopardizing a very big mission, a way bigger mission, Pumagiona. Do you see?
Yeah, fair enough.
But I mean, it won't be a coincidence that the president is, we are told, a billionaire, and then there's all this much foreign hundreds of millions in a couch. So that's my story. As much as yes, it's hypothetical, but it's too much of a coincidence, man. This, I feel like it directly ties to him.
Okay.
Asiqaleni uqaleni lendaba. Yathi mayivela lendaba bathi wathi yena ufuna ukresign ucaba ngokwehla ngoba kushubini. So laba ba ANC bamtshela kahle ukuthi ayindoda yeka lento senyathela entanyeni. You understand? So mangabheka NPA yamaphoyisa whoever is investigating is uyayibona inkinga but because lo muntu uyipresident abakwazi ukwenza niks. So mina ngithi asimeleni asuke esitulweni. Maqedwe usuke esitulweni. We gunna for those abafihle information leyo. You understand?
Now, you should have been a lawyer because that is the first plausible argument that I've heard this morning. You just need to ask the president, why did you feel you needed to resign after this thing got leaked? That's the only thing you need to ask him. But if there's nothing untoward, why did you feel you needed to resign?
Was that ever confirmed or was
it was
just speculative?
It did was. He actually the SGO of the ANC Mandashi, confirmed
Mandashi
it.
Said
when did Mandashi
but
confirmed
that's what I'm
it?
Saying. Everyone else said it except him.
Well,
so we could always just say maybe it was political speculation. Perhaps it was them trying to push him out. Perhaps it was them trying to say, listen, kshubile, puma.
Or he's just a leader that actually believes in integrity. And wabona ukuthi, you know what, I don't want to be marred with such controversy. Kungcono ngistephe away and let somebody else come through until they resolve the case.
But you know how you clear controversy?
Yeah.
By explaining it.
Exactly. And
if you find me, in a controversial position, I just tell you, no, don't worry about it. Here's what happened. Full clearance, declassify everything. All of a sudden, the controversy disappears. That's how it works. So, Masumba on Twitter saying the file is classified to avoid a leadership crisis, as this may warrant a resignation. That's funny.
I think this whole issue of Palapala from my side, it's a bit confusing because I think as the public, the questions that we have and we need answers are to why did the president have unregistered or undeclared foreign currency at his premises? It's not in line with how people broke into his game reserve. Those are not the questions that we want answers to. We're more interested in finding out how did the president end up with undeclared foreign currency at his residence. So I don't see how or whatever they were investigating, unless if they were investigating how people ended up at his premises, how answers to our questions as the public could be seen as classified. I mean, we need answers.
So, you see, that question that you've just asked will not be answered by the IPID report. That will be answered by the SARS report, right? So there you need to go look at that. But I will tell you this, and now I'm not speculating. Now I'm telling you what we know, right? The report regarding Palapala said that one of the people who was a suspect fled and went to Namibia. It was reported even in a Namibian newspaper. Do you remember? And then we are told that people who were involved in the presidency went to Namibia to get this person. They were told that there's alleged torture that maybe took place where the person then gave up answers. Now, if that's the case, because now you're talking interstate, that would be a good enough reason for this matter to be classified as top secret. Because now you've got two nations that are corroborating on an act which is illegal. So if you reveal that, not only are you implicating our presidency, you are currently implicating another state's presidency. And that, yeah, you cannot do.
Had it been someone, the news would be all over. Even white people would have said, hey, they must go, mama must go, like they did with President Jacob Zuma. President Jacob Zuma's things were exposed, whether it was a truth, it was the truth or not, whether it was the small thing or the biggest thing, everything was exposed about him. But what's special about this president? King especially like this current president. He's been protected, this guy, and it's wrong.
Morning, Kaya family. Mina ngithendeni le ndaba mayeke kwamanje. Sinendlovu enkulu kabi endlini kumele si address kwi AfriForum no Trump. Nale aid lesinganayo. We need to find imali for that aid ukuthi endeni umzansi uchubeke. Okwamanje masikeleni indaba ka president. Sizombona makahle isitulweni khane sidila naye. For now asidileni nezinto ezi-serious. Le ndaba yakhe le uzawuboshwa masekanga bangasese president. Amen.
it makes sense why these politicians and presidents just steal and do whatever they want to do. Because wherever they are, there's threats, there's state, what. It makes sense why. Because we just let them, you know. Not everything that is legal is right, guys. Apartheid was legal, but it was not right. We know what it did. The same, and by the time we open our eyes, these guys are 90-year-olds. They're about to die, and then we wanna. Oh, this is what happened. This is about these guys. I'm afraid. We know good why they're stealing it. You can't steal it if you have nothing to hide. It has nothing to do with security. We know that, and we should stop giving them excuses. I know it's your opinion, guys, but
you know, personally, guys, I just feel like this is one of those things that pushes people further away from democracy, deconsolidates democracy in a way. It makes it easy for people to then go like, okay, maybe democracy is not the best ideology for governance, but it actually is. Just that how it's carried through the implementation of democracy is then the problem, because I don't think that things like that should actually be allowed, especially because when people democratically elect a president, they expect transparency. He himself had said that, but it seems like there's a lot of sealing that is happening, you know, curtains everywhere. But that's not how he got there. He was advocating for transparency, right? And it's just, this thing is moving people far away from, you know, democracy. We need democracy, but we don't have good examples of why we need democracy now.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.